Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode on this beautiful silsila, Treasures of Wisdom. And we pray and hope and make dua that you and your families are in the best of health and are doing well, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher, and our creator. And subhanallah, we show gratitude and thanks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, today as well, we have yet another beautiful topic of discussion. And that is something very important, something very essential for us to do on a daily basis. And this topic of discussion is turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to discuss this beautiful topic, I have in studio none other than our honorable and esteemed guest, Mawlana Naushad Attari, hafidhahullahu ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana sahib?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And how are you?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Well, Mawlana, we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is turn back to our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And in this, inshallah, we will be discussing regarding repentance, making istighfar, and the in-depth of it. Why is it so important, you know, for a person to be making istighfar? What are the conditions for making repentance, for making istighfar?
Right.
And many other aspects and dimensions we will be covering, inshallah, go along, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel, seeking repentance, making istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very essential, very, very important for each and every one of us to do. Because we all have shortcomings, we are insan, at times we fall down, we make mistakes, we commit sins, sometimes with our eyes, sometimes with our ears, sometimes with our tongue, with our hands, with our legs. Sometimes a person sees some indecency, hears haram, speaks haram, touches that which is forbidden, goes towards those places which are prohibited, which are haram, towards the clubs and other places of indecencies. And how many sins a person makes? When a person commits sins, do you know that it's mentioned in the narration that when a person commits sins, when a person commits a sin, a black spot appears in the heart.
Allah.
And when the person continues to commit sins, that heart eventually becomes darkened and it becomes rusted. Now, how does one purify their heart? How does one cleanse their heart? And the way to cleanse your heart is through repentance. To sincerely repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the excellences of repentance in light of the Holy Quran, we see that whoever wants to, one may say that I want to be successful, I want to be a successful person. The Holy Quran even guides us in this matter, how one can attain success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Subhanallah, subhanallah. The translation from Kanzul Iman, and O Muslims, all of you, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ In the hope of attaining success. Subhanallah. You want to gain success? Turn towards your Rabb. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance.
MashaAllah.
And success is yours. In another place in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ
SubhanAllah.
That indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in another place, this is so, so beautiful and an encouragement that we commit sins on a daily basis. And do you know that by making istighfar, your evil deeds that you do can change into virtues? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, except the one who repents and believes and does good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will henceforth change the evil deeds of such into virtues. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, ever merciful. Subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah.
These Quranic ayat are so, so beautiful, and actually gives one the encouragement, the motivation to make istighfar, to seek repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that, you know, by doing this a person attains success. By doing this, a person becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, who does not want to become beloved to Allah? You want to become beloved to your Rabb, to your Creator? Make sincere repentance and purify yourself. Make sincere repentance abundantly. And also, Masab, we've learned from this Quranic ayat that by a person repenting, the evil deeds, they change into virtues.
Allah.
Due to the barakah of repentance. Look at how merciful Allahu Akbar. Look at how merciful our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is. Why then should we not be turning and running back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to do this on a constant basis. We always have to be turning towards our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because at times the shaitan will put waswasa in you. He will whisper. And what he will say? He will say, you know what, you're still young. Why are you repenting now? You still got so many years left. Rather enjoy now. Go to the club. Go here. Go there. Go gamble. Commit this wrong. Commit that wrong. You're young. Enjoy your life. This is a trap and a whisper from the accursed devil, shaitan.
Bisha.
Shaitan's aim is to take you away from Allah. And on the other hand, our merciful Creator, our merciful and most forgiving Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is saying that, come towards me, run towards me, seek repentance and I will forgive you. All your bad deeds that you have done, I will change it into good deeds. But it's up to us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when it comes to repentance, right? Of course, there are many aspects with regards to this. We have huququllah, we have huququl ibad. So, if we have to break this down, and we'll begin with huququllah. So, what does this entail? What does it mean when we say huququllah?
Okay, so huququllah are the rights of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person violates those rights of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, it is up to him whether he wants to forgive or not.
Right.
There are certain things, or there is a certain thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive. That is shirk.
Right.
Polytheism, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping other than Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That is one thing Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will never forgive.
Right.
And so shaitan, Iblis, He knows he is not going to make Tawbah. Iblis himself will never make Tawbah.
Right.
And so he's going straight to Jahannam because of the enmity he has for human beings. He does his best because he knows because of Adam alayhi salam, he did not make sajda.
Jee.
So he's going one way ticket to hellfire. And he has this enmity for you and I. The person is a believer, a Muslim who believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he has an enmity. How do I also corrupt this person's iman? And he has, you mentioned traps that he puts, right?
Right.
One of them is part of his delaying tactics.
Oh.
To make the person procrastinate. I will do it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or the person just toba. They feel okay. You know,
I think that's sufficient enough now. I've done my part.
That is, yeah. I mean, there's conditions.
Right.
There's requirements in order for a person to make sincere tawbah. Tawbatan nasuha, as it is mentioned. What are some of the requirements? That firstly, a person must acknowledge their sin.
Okay.
And this is so important because many people who are drug addicts, they won't acknowledge it.
Some would even try to justify that what they're doing is correct.
Yeah, absolutely. For example, right, you get a person who's smoking some drug.
Right.
So shaitan gives ideas.
Right.
And if the person makes those excuses, they're actually taking the ideas of shaitan and using those ideas to continue sinning. So if the person feels I'm justified, how is he going to make tawbah? Because I'm justified. Right. What I'm doing is right. There's no problem. There's no concept of tawbah in the person's mind. Because according to him, he is justified, he is correct in what he, and the wrong he is doing.
Right.
Example. A huququllah, that is right of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wishes to forgive, he can. Ji.
So, just before we go further, right? With regards to huququllah, say for example, a person weren't performing their 5 daily salah and they had some missed, right? And now the person wants to change his life and he makes a tawbah, he makes repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Now, what is his duty afterwards, Masa? Does it just end there? Or what should a person do?
Okay, so tawbah, repentance, will depend on the sin.
Okay.
If a person, the example you gave about salah, if we missed our salah, then we have to make tawbah and we have to make qaza of those salahs.
Oh, so it's not just about making the tawbah and saying, okay, now everything is okay. I can now, from now onwards, I can continue 5 times salah and all that I've missed, I can leave. It's not like that.
Whether it was 10 years back, the last 20 years, all of that has to be covered. And you'll find on Dawood Islami's app called Prayer Times, there's a facility there called Qaza Calculator.
Right.
So no matter how far back, you can make a list
of
all the salahs that you have missed and then slowly start offering them. Be punctual with the daily salahs and then in between where it's allowed to, if it's on a makruh time, read your fard, qaza of your fard and all and the witr as well. So depending on what kind of a sin it is, that type of tawbah and conditions will apply. So first condition is you have to acknowledge that, Ya Allah, and who you acknowledge to, who you confess to. Not to any human being, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In privacy, nobody must know that you committed the sin. If you did a sin privately, don't tell anybody. Or if nobody knows about it, don't tell them. Don't market your sins.
Yeah, keep it concealed.
Keep it concealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concealing it. You are going and exposing it.
Allah.
You're exposing yourself. You missed your salah. Hey, today I missed my salah, man. You're not allowed to do that.
Like no one asked. I mean,
nobody asked. You're getting doubles. That's a double sin.
Right.
Because one for committing the sin, the other for exposing your sin. Allah Jalla Jalla is, you know, concealing it. Why are you going and marketing your sins? And so, depending on the sin, tawbah will have to be made. If I took somebody's property, if a person stole from another, He has to return that. He has to make tawbah and return that. He has to make tawbah and return the property that he took.
Right.
The person has to make tawbah if I hurt somebody, another Muslim's feelings. I have to make tawbah and go ask that person for forgiveness. Now I'm falling in the category of huququl ibad. If I hurt people verbally,
right,
physically, psychologically, emotionally, I have to make tawbah and I have to ask that person for forgiveness. Sincere forgiveness from the bottom of my heart. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. If somebody sincerely comes and asks you for forgiveness, we should forgive them.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the person will automatically just like that forget what you did to them.
Right.
But you know, they say we should forgive and forget. Some things are hard to forget, but we should continue with our lives.
Right.
Accept the forgiveness or forgive the person and continue with your life. Otherwise, it will always be stuck in your head. This person did this to me. That person did that to me. Otherwise, you're going to live with this thing. That person will be living rent-free in your mind. Because you're always thinking about the past.
Right.
So depending on the type of sin, tawbah will have to be made, and then whatever conditions are there need to be met as well. So firstly, a person must acknowledge that, Ya Allah, I committed this sin. Allah knows it.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He knows I committed the sin. But it's a form of acknowledgement. That, yes, Ya Allah, I acknowledge, I accept. I committed the sin, Ya Allah. Next is to have a deep nadamat, they call it.
Right.
Which is a deep remorse and regret. That, I committed that sin. I missed my salah. I didn't fast. I didn't have a valid excuse. I didn't fast in Ramadan. I'm watching movies and dramas, listen to music, whatever sin it is.
Right.
That's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have that regret is there in your heart. Even if you're going to commit a sin, what's the condition of your heart? That you're happy, you're pleased, you have no issue with this, then you're in trouble. Be careful. And if a person justifies, then even more cautious they have to be, because it can affect his iman. If a person considers haram to be halal,
that's a serious matter.
It's a serious matter. It can affect the iman. Yeah. Can affect the iman. Or if you're making the halal into haram, haram into halal. Now we're playing, we're trying to change the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah,
law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other condition for sincere tawbah, repentance, begging Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, is the person must make a firm promise and commitment to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that I will never do that evil again. I will never commit that sin again.
So on that point, right? Some may say, for example, someone acknowledged their sins, had regret for the sins that they have committed, and they have also made a firm intention not to commit that sin in the future. Then maybe one day passed, the person will commit that sin, two or three, maybe 1 week passed like that. And then one day came, the person ended up doing that same sin. Now, some may think that, you know what, I've done the sin again and again and again and again. And then eventually they start to feel that, you know what, now I'm like drowning in this. How must I go back now and seek repentance? So once for such people, what can be said to them, despite, you know, committing that same sin after making the tawbah over and over again, they committing that same sin?
It's also a trick of shaitan. A person must continue making tawbah. Don't get this trick of shaitan. What's the use? Let me stop making tawbah. That's what shaitan wants. That's exactly what he wants. No matter how many times we fall down, we still have to keep getting back up.
Yeah.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala.
Subhanallah.
The one who sincerely repents, it is as if he did not commit the sin. Wiped out.
Subhanallah.
So we must keep, Allah is most merciful. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also most just. So we have to live that balance. Hope in His mercy, fear regarding His punishment. And we have to continue. That's why the door of tawbah is there. You mentioned the beautiful ayat. You know, it's one thing to say that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all can say that. But imagine Allah says, "Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin."
Subhanallah.
Indeed, Allah loves. Allah is saying, He Himself is saying, indeed, Allah loves those who continuously repent.
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people. So, continuous repentance doesn't mean once off.
Yeah.
It means all the time repenting. And Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah has included this one question in Nek A'mal, pious deeds. Did you make tawbah today? Did you repent today? And imagine every day of your life you asking yourself, did you make tawbah today?
As a reminder.
As a reminder.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Also, Mawlana Sahib, you know, I recall in Jamiatul Madina, every day, every single day after Isha Salah, we would perform two rakat nafil of Salatul Tawbah.
Subhanallah.
And after that, the Imam who was leading the Salah, he would make dua and he would say, Ya Allah, if I've committed or said any kufr today, then I repent from it sincerely and I renew my iman. And then all of us will read the kalima again, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with regards to this, Muhasab, some people, you know, may utter such statements, you know, may utter statements which they wouldn't know of it as being kufr. And this shows how important is it for a person that every night, you know, before they actually sleep. And that's why it was like emphasized in Jamiatul Madina that before we even sleep, we read Salatul Tawbah and we renew our iman each and every single night. So, some people use that as an excuse to say, you know what, I didn't know this was a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know this was a kufr karim. And they would be so ignorant that at times they would find they wouldn't even want to seek knowledge on that. Mawasab, such a beautiful and a very important book, actually, the statements of kufr authored by Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah Damud Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, especially for the viewers of Madinah Channel to acquire this book. If you can acquire a hard copy, mashallah. Otherwise, it's available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami.net. Go to the book section and you would find this book there. Read up on this book, educate yourself, educate your family, educate those around you, because it's mentioned in the Holy Quran that save yourself and your families from the fire of Jahannam. How do we do that? We can only do that once we empower ourselves with knowledge, and then we can empower our family members. So acquire this book, read this book to your family members, and this would make you aware of what not to say. That if you say this, it could be a statement of kufr. So all of what's mentioned in that book, it will save you from not saying it again in the future, and it will empower you, inshallah. Also, Muhasab, another reason why people delay in repentance, you know, one we mentioned is that they have long hopes and they feel they have a state, they still have a long life ahead. And you've mentioned other reasons as well. And one reason could also be feeling completely hopeless.
Hmm.
You know, where in a person, now he gives up. He gives up on himself. He gives up on life. And to him, it seems as if the whole world came down on him. And he sees no light. According to him, he feels that, you know, I am already drowned in the sin. I'm already committing the sin for so many years. No one comes to me. No one talks to me nicely. No one approaches me in a good manner. And what's the need for me now to go to the masjid or to be in good company? I'd rather just continue living my life, whatever it may be, seeing haram, listening haram, speaking haram. A person may feel that I'd rather just continue in this. And this we can see that it is actually, as you've mentioned, shaitan enticing a person to continue down that road and not see the light. Whereas in the Holy Quran, the Quran guides us on this matter where Allah Ta'ala mentions, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. That, you know, do not ever despair from the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we see in here, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is telling you and I that do not ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You may commit so many sins. You may commit so many sins. Who is stopping you from running back towards Allah? Who is stopping you from turning back towards our merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala wants to forgive us. Take this for example, you know, simply by like if you and I meet, you know, and we make musafaha and we embrace each other, we recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before we depart, Allah ta'ala forgives us. A simple thing as this here. So the Allah ta'ala looks for excuses, dear viewers of Madinah channel, to forgive you and I. It's up to us.
The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for excuses to forgive us. Right. To forgive us. You see, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu teaches us, Quran teaches us to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Shaitan is the one who wants to make us hopeless.
Ah, that's why he puts a person more and more down.
Yeah. So who am I following? If I'm feeling hopeless and then I don't repent, I don't change my ways, who am I following? Because the Quran is teaching us to be hopeful in Allah's mercy. And Shaitan is teaching us or whispering to us, nah, there's no chance for you. There's no change for you. Who am I following then? لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Don't follow in the footsteps of Shaitan.
Subhanallah.
By becoming hopeless and I feel like helpless, I can't do nothing, I must just continue sitting, sinning. I'm following in the footsteps of Shaitan. He wants just what he wants. He wants me to feel hopeless so that I continue sinning. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is telling us, don't lose hope in His mercy. So it's up to us now whether we want to follow the advice of the Quran and have hope, and the door of this hope is called Tawbah, repentance. And if a person still does not wish, still feels like I'm, you know, when you're really going to be hopeless, when you don't make Tawbah and the angel of death visits you.
That's a dangerous one.
Then it's over.
And because a person had all the time.
You had the time.
To make the repentance, to make the Tawbah.
You had the time to make the Tawbah.
Right.
But because you listened to the wasawis and evil whisper of Shaitan, you didn't do it. Because he made you feel hopeless. You didn't listen to Quran. That's telling you don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the angel of death is standing there.
Allahu Akbar.
Our fault. And the Shaitan is happy. I got this. Another one I got.
Even at that point, Masab, you know, it's mentioned in the narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala accepts the repentance of a person until his soul reaches his throat.
Allahu Akbar.
So even at that time, a person still has that small gap that's there to still turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And that's why also Masab, company plays an important role.
Yes.
You know, because if a person has bad company, and a person, say for example, a person's company, he got friends who drink, he got friends who gamble, he got friends who commit indecencies, obviously him being in that company, it is going to rub off on him, and then he will also end up doing the same thing. And there has been, you know, narrations in the past where due to bad company, a person's iman was destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, at the last moments, just before they could die, there was one story where a person, they were telling him, recite the kalima, he was saying no. So even here, Masab, I mean, having a good company can also enable one to adopt good conduct, to adopt, to do good deeds. And you know, that will also enable a person to die upon iman as well.
You know, Huzur, last night I was watching this one clip, and I'm going to advise the viewers also, where our brother Ashfaq Madani, he interviews certain high-profile muballighin of Dawud Islam,
like
Ali Gran Ishura, Haji Abdul Habib, our Mufti Hassan, and Haji Shahid, who is the Nigran of Pakistan Mushawarat, right? And I was amazed. I mean, it's just about their life, how they entered Dawud Islam. And subhanAllah, telling you, watch it. It's amazing. So one of the things Haji Shahid was saying, right? He was saying one of the brothers came to him who was involved in the jails. So Dawud Islam has a department where the preachers go to the jails in order to teach the prisoners, Muslim prisoners, call non-Muslim prisoners to Islam, you know, do their tarbiyat and training. Right? So he was going past one of the cells, and he wanted to check out the death row, you know, the prisoners that you know they are going to be executed.
Right.
So they put them in a different cell. So he went in there and he saw this one Muslim prisoner, modernist, and he got a few days left till his execution. He is busy watching movies and dramas.
Allahu Akbar. Because few days left for him to be executed, and he's
And the brother is saying, "My brother,
Allah,
you are going to be executed. You busy watching music, dramas, listening to music over here." He said, "Oh, Maulana Sahab, you worry about yourself.
Seriously,
watch the clip, right?
Sure.
But you think now, how shaitan has made this person hopeless in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he feels like, hey, you know what, I'm a death row. I'm a big criminal. No chance for me. What can I do? Just carry on sinning."
Allah, Allah.
So don't fall for the trick. We are weak. 100% we are weak. 100% we are not ma'soom. Angels, prophets, they are only ma'soom. Sinless, incapable of committing sins. We are going to fall. We're going to fall.
Yeah.
We're going to make mistakes. We're going to fail. We might get caught up in the trick of shaitan. The important thing is to get back up. You're talking about friends just now, nah?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful saying. Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
There's a very impactful one.
And another saying, in the boxing match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you knock the guy down, he still has a chance to get up.
Right.
You only get knocked out if you stay down. If you knock the guy down, and then maybe after a few seconds, he gets back up. They give him like 10 seconds or something, I don't know. He gets back up, okay, I'm ready. But if you stay down, then it's a knockout.
That just shows how we should get back up.
It's our choice.
Right.
If you want to get back up, you get back up. If you stay down, stay down. You will never reach your destination. Even if you move a few steps forward and you fall again, get back up. Dust yourself. Keep marching forward. Keep putting. One day you'll reach there. But if you stay down,
you won't reach anyway. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That was really, really a beautiful and an inspiring line, actually, that you've mentioned, Muhammad. And that's why it's so important, you know, that a person never, ever loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always be hopeful. Always be hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that you have, that we have a merciful creator, that we have the all and most forgiving creator. Turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do that, you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes your life for the better. And subhanAllah, we do have now a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us also attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going and listening to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be right back to discuss further, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa, 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 ya Rasulullah. مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہوں ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی میں ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی میں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھا ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھا ان کے قدموں کی آہٹ بتا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہیں کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہیں کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہیں پر لوٹا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا قضا کو پھر اپنی صدا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں میری بخشش کا ساما یہی ہے میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے میری بخشش کا ساما یہی ہے میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر ان کی نعتیں انہیں کو سنا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب پہ کرے اسوائے مصطفیٰ میں ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب پہ کرے اسوائے مصطفیٰ میں مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے ہر برے کو بھلی سے دعا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا مشعل مدحت سے باہر کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر اس کی چادر بنا کر بچھا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله what a beautiful and melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم may Allah سبحانه وتعالى always increase our love for the beloved Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم and allow us to implement the teachings of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم into our life Ameen يا رب العالمين Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing turn back to our most merciful, most forgiving creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by way of seeking repentance, by sincerely repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus far, Mona Sahib has shared many guidelines in regards to how we should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the causes for a person to delay in the repentance, that we should be alert, be aware of the traps of shaitan. And to continue now with our topic of discussion, we have to understand and realize that no matter what your sins are, do not ever despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you know that many of us, we have lawful wishes and desires. One way of that coming true, one way of your du'as being accepted is through making repentance. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, one day he went to a masjid and the people of the masjid, they chased him out. And there was a baker opposite who saw him. He didn't know who he was. And he called him, he said, okay, come and stay at my place. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah stayed there the entire night. And when morning approached, the entire night, this person, this baker, he was busy, you know, baking. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, the next morning asked him that the entire night, I heard you reciting something, you know, mumbling something. What was it that you were reciting? And he says that I was making istighfar. I was saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah asked him, and what has that gotten you? He says that due to this, every single dua that I made, Allah Ta'ala accepted it and granted it to me. Except one which I've been making for a very long time. And up until now, it has not come true. It has not, you know, I haven't seen it coming into reality. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah asked him, what was that one? And he says that I heard of a very great Imam of this time. And his name is Ahmad bin Hanbal. And it was my desire always, you know, to see him, to meet him, to greet him. And I've been waiting for so long, but up until now, it hasn't come true. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, when he hears this, he sheds a tear and he says that, oh person, oh young man, I am that same individual whom you are talking about. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your dua. How? We see that through the acceptance, through making istighfar, Allah ta'ala accepts one's dua. Subhanallah.
Any concluding words, Mullah Sahib?
Subhanallah. Very quickly, it's mentioned in Mukashafatul Qulub by Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, that how will one know that his repentance has been accepted?
That's a very good and important question.
So he quotes one, a scholar who says that, you know, like definitely a person may not get this answer. However, there are some signs that if a person sees that his nafs is safe from sins, his heart is free from the joy, and his heart is filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he finds himself in the company of the pious people, he stays away from transgressors, he is inclined towards doing more ibadat, and he watches his, he controls his desires and nafs, then these are some of the signs that perhaps through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his repentance has been accepted.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful saying of Imam Ghazali rahimahullah. And that's really a profound masab. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have just heard and listened to some of the signs to know whether your repentance has been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with these concluding words, always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't fall in the traps of shaitan by being despondent over yourself and by giving up. A believer never gives up in life. A believer is he who always, when he falls down, he picks himself up. Why? Because he knows that he has a merciful Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always make istighfar. Say astaghfirullah. Always sincerely repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you would see how your life and the lives of all of us changes for the better, inshallah. Until next time, inshallah, we will be back with many more beautiful and enlightening topics to discuss. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.